Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America and around the world. The SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio presents Larry and Cheryl Batson discovering our wild world and the music of the SRI Label Group. It's time for animal tracks, wildlife conversation, and great music. Join us and enjoy Larry Batson's Wild World Animal Tracks.
Well, hello everyone from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson on a Saturday night for Animal Tracks. We had to have a special night. We're going to be solving the world problems here tonight with the girls. Cher and Pammy is going to be with us. Cher, hi.
Hi there.
That sounds so stupid.
What, I sound stupid? That's not good to say to your wife, Mr. Man.
I sounded stupid.
Oh, good save there, dude.
That's what I meant. So we're going to have a great show tonight. We'll be going in on the card game and finding out what's going on there. We will be giving no addresses because there is heavy gambling going on. So,
yes. Cutthroat.
On Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Drop your breeze and blue. Thank you for your wine.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
Little jamming with the Stones here on a Saturday
all
night.
Right.
As we...
I thought that was very apropos for us because the birds got to scrape the, you know what, off your shoes. And around here, there's a lot of that to scrape off your shoes.
Pounds and pounds of it. You just got to watch out while you're wading through the animals, through the compound.
You got to scrape it off your shoes, baby.
Or you catch hell when you walk in the house. Believe me.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I never thought in my lifetime I would be someone that would know or would be aware of good and bad poo. Around here, that's how you tell health, isn't it, Larry?
Well, that's very true. You know, you got to take a long, hard look at the basic turd. Because, you know, it's science, you know. You get so...
It is a science. Yes, it is a science.
The color of the poop.
So anyway, my
and
best
the
friend of, Tammy's with us.
Eradicating
yes,
the poop.
Yes, I'm here.
She is here. Wow, we're
I
having a
here.
Party.
We're all here.
They're all my bestest family friends
my
are here today.
My mom is here, Aunt Hilda's here, and my cousin Debbie, and my sister Becky, and my niece Avery.
My heart is full. My
so
people,
is
or my tribe, is with us tonight.
I gave you
oh, they are. And you know what that means, everybody, here on Blog Talk Radio and Animal Tracks. We're going to have us tonight a celebration.
Oh, yeah. A celebration.
That's right, Shelley.
Celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come to
Let's celebrate. Come on now. Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
Night on Blog Talk Radio and Animal Tracks on a Saturday night. We're having a great time. Our good buddy, our Cheryl's lifelong friend from fourth grade, Pammy's with us tonight. We're playing cards.
And I can tell you know what the ladies that they're playing cards with are quite the dancers. And if we were to have been dancing to that song, we'd all be winded right now.
Well, Avery is the only one dancing, but she's doing a great
job. I'm so happy that she's dancing.
She's
doing the legacy of the family. I love it.
You know, the only thing that can make this light night more complete is if you had that tightwad TC there taking his money to.
You can't say his name.
No,
Larry,
you're not
allowed to say his name because, you know, people in the world would know who it is.
He's
I'm
a
not allowed to
say. My imagination. You're not supposed to talk about him.
I'm not. About TC?
No, there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll take that out of the vocabulary because you know I don't want to make TC mad at us or anything because if we said TC
not too many times, no way.
So we don't want TC to be mad at all. You know, we're just trying to put together
simple. I'm gonna be on the Blog Talk Radio, and he's like. Just don't mention my name. And I said, don't worry, all my friends think you're a figment of my imagination anyway. He said, keep it that way.
Top cat. We know nothing. You can't get anything from me with a Hershey bar. And Becky knows about Hershey bars.
It's like... So the card game is stopped. Now are you working on worldwide decisions? Oh, well, who won all
Becky,
the money? Becky won?
Becky and Avery are getting ready to go home because they're going to a dance thing tomorrow. So.
Well.
You have to have enough rest to do a good job of dancing. But it's in your
soul,
so just let it go.
Well, I hope they do well.
She's been dancing all night here to the music, so...
Well,
that
hey,
makes
now,
me so happy.
Now, tell her not to leave yet because I'll play something from a good friend of ours from England. His name is Roger Hyde, and he has a fantastic album.
Oh, my gosh, talk about dancing music.
Yeah, this is Barium Sunset here on Blog Talk. Our good friend has been on the
Avery,
show before.
Have you ever heard of him?
No.
He's so cool. Just listen.
He's big in England. He is across the pond. The other
British,
side of the
pond. He's from across the pond.
He's from across the
All right.
pond. Here's Roger on Blog Talk.
Here I am. It's the only thing you should know that I'm here to stay forever and ever and ever. Because
I
dance to this.
And you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
Miriam Sunset. Here I am. Was she dancing?
No, she didn't really like that song very well. She liked the other one.
No, you can't say that.
No.
Well,
he's probably listening tonight.
How old is she?
She's like 12.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
They just left because they're going to a dance thing in the morning early.
Oh, that's... I
Are dance things like pageants, beauty pageants, kind of?
It's a competition.
I know.
And she's not dancing. She's just going to watch her friends.
Oh, she doesn't have to dance?
No, she's not dancing anymore. She's taking acting lessons.
Acting? Actor.
Uh-huh.
One of she needs to spend a moment with Larry, doesn't she?
Yeah.
He's been an actor all his life.
Yeah, I could teach her. I could teach her more than that. Well, how much does those acting lessons cost? I'll do them for a half price right
well,
now.
I can pretend to like Larry. Never mind. I didn't say that.
I have
actor.
No idea.
No,
that's what she wants to do, so that's what she's doing now.
That's just fantastic. So the girls are congregated around the table. They've played cards. They've taken money from all their friends. Now I'm sure there's this dissension among the troops, anger, hatred.
And Uncle Roy's coming in the room right now.
Oh, Roy! Thank God, another male amongst us.
And he's one of my favorite ones, you know.
Oh, my no. He loves the boy.
He still likes me, even though I've stolen his cheese and tomatoes before. And he still is nice to me.
Of course,
I've held sharp implements close to his jugular vein, his carotid artery. So we are friends for sure.
You have the same relationship with several people.
I enjoy that relationship, you know. Sharp implements in a woman's hands are always interesting towards your body parts.
Yes,
right?
They are.
Now, you know, for the
man in a barber chair, and they always make things equal. Even though I have to stand on a Pepsi crate to do their hair, it's still equal.
Yeah. You know, I was telling Shell earlier, I said, I feel kind of like the disc jockey for Pam and Debs and everybody's card party tonight. Providing
you need to step it up then, I guess, right?
No, so
do
you
don't want to hear. Uh-oh. Oh, I love this. Listen.
You know, sometimes I feel like that too. I'd be around 1,000 people, and yet I'd be lonely. It's the truth. But you know, when I feel like that, what I do, I call up Mr. Billy Preston, and I say, that's what I did.
That's not the one I meant.
No, I'm playing music.
Yes, I do. Now wait a minute. You know my baby, she won't let me in. I've got a few minutes now to buy myself a ball of gin.
Thank you.
Ray Charles on Blog Talk Radio. Because she said I played the wrong song.
The first one. See how he is. See how he treats us.
Oh, well. What are you doing?
We don't know what we're doing. That's why we're on blog.
How can you go wrong with Ray Charles?
Well, no. Like, you can't go
Never.
Wrong with Ray Charles.
And what about him doing, oh my goodness, Eleanor Rigby?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And Shelley.
Beatles song.
We want to remind everyone that Animal Tracks is underwritten by SRI Records, the wonderful CEO who we just lost, Shelley Leibowitz, who's been so supportive of this show and our other show we do on 3 o'clock, Wild World. He's just been a fantastic fan, and it's so sad that he's left.
Broken.
Our hearts are broken, but he's left us lots of wonderful music to enjoy for decades to come. And he shared so much of it here.
He gave us our music, yeah.
Yeah, he gave all of our music. All the selections you're hearing, like Ray Charles and Cool and the Gang, those are all Shelley's. That's under his record label. So it's very, very exciting.
So sad.
Yes, it is. And but
as we get older, they're too young, aren't they? As we get older, our friends are too young to go.
Yes.
Well, the one thing that we can say is we have all those times that he was on our shows. They're on the internet forever, so anybody can download Wild World. Go to the Blog Talk site. You'll see the Shelley Leibowitz shows, and I'm telling you right now, anyone you decide to listen to.
He was my boyfriend, but he wasn't really my boyfriend, but he was my boyfriend. I never met him,
he was
my boyfriend.
He was a great man. Did a lot of great things.
You know, to think of the first recording sessions he ever attended was Buddy Holly, so that's pretty heavy right there. Then he tells he told the wonderful story of Frank Sinatra, how he was producing some Frank Sinatra records for an album, obviously. And he had, for one particular song, and I don't remember, he probably told us what the name of the song was, but I can't remember. But he hired an entire orchestra in this theater for that recording session. And Frank, as always, he was late. He strolls in, got a drink in his hand, a cigarette in his mouth, and he takes a shot of whiskey or whatever he was drinking, probably whiskey. And he cut that song in one take and walked out.
One take.
Yeah.
Didn't he tell him that he was going to do it in one take, Lair?
Yeah. He much.
He said, this is going to be one take.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
Get it
and
right.
You know what Shelley had said? Shelley told me one time, he said, you know, I may ask an artist to do something 18 times before I like what we produce.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people did that.
So every time you look at your favorite music, you can think about how far it took for it to get there. Because it took from the time that the muse touched their brain to put the art to the paper, then the art to the music, then the art to the production, and then we get it.
Well, that,
how
that
far it comes
like,
for our blessings, isn't it? Amazing.
The other night I watched Lady Gaga with Tony Bennett.
Oh, hello.
Have you seen that?
No.
She reminds us what we don't remember and what we should always remember.
It's
the voices
amazing.
That were so amazing. She's a blessing, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. They're
Gaga.
Great together. Yeah.
I like Gaga.
Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett.
I know. And his voice is butter.
Oh, isn't
it? Oh, gosh.
Well, you talk about wild collaborations, you know, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. Well, we told the story last night of Shelley's mom. Who did she feed breakfast? Was it breakfast to or Italian food?
Ozzy Osbourne. She fed him lasagna. Oh. And I guess that Shelley was known for his lasagna, and I'm known for my lasagna because it's Pammy's lasagna
recipe.
My recipe.
Oh, that's wild. It's just wild.
That's wild.
I love that there is a circle that, I don't know. Anyway, lasagna touches
it. It's way cool.
It's way cool. Way cool. So one of the guests we've had on, on our shows recently was Kiki Ebsen. Does that last name ring a bell to you, Pam? Ebsen?
Yes, yes.
Buddy Ebsen.
Buddy Ebsen. Buddy
yeah.
Ebsen.
Yeah.
She had Clint. Well, that was
Beverly
it. That's his dog.
Hillbilly.
Beverly Hillbilly.
Oh.
And he was quite the dancer.
He was quite the dancer. And his daughter is quite the singer.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
he's amazing.
Oh, my. No. So I'm kind of indecision because I love to turn people on to new and exciting music. So I thought
Maybe
when I
be
would,
open.
I know she would. That's why I wanted to play it. So this is what we're going to do. Here's Kiki Ebsen from a very special selection from a very special movie here on Animal Tracks on Blog Talk.
Thank you.
our problems.
Kiki Ebsen on Blog Talk Radio, Animal Tracks. This is Larry Batson, broadcasting from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana, as we have too much fun tonight. We're having too much fun. What about that selection?
You know, that is a song that runs constantly in my brain as I walk around my life. If I only had a brain. My mom would say that no sense, no feeling. Ooh, and I can relate to that. If I only had a brain. Sometimes I feel that when I walk through Walmart. Wait, what? Did I say that?
Maybe you should sing that as you walk through Walmart.
I have. I've actually whistled it, Larry.
I heard a boom. I heard a big boom just then. I don't know what it was.
That was a servo cat.
What? The last time I heard a big boom, you plummeted to the floor and hit your head on the floor because a baboon tripped you. So I was a little worried.
The baboon tripped me. I think I've been in. That was something. The baboon tripped me and watched me fall to the ground and hit my head. And we all know I was safe because I hit that hard head, right, Pammy?
Nope.
She's
well,
not
she
safe.
She
so
knows. If anyone knows, Pammy knows.
Yeah, we feel so bad about that, too. I even to this day, I hate for anybody to be injured.
I don't even have a scar. I don't even have anything to brag about.
Well,
you have 37 years, or wait, you and I have
yes,
way more time than that, of dealing with this crazy lifestyle and being a part of us. We have put you through. The thing is, the funny thing is, Pammy was never afraid of snakes, and I don't even think that snakes are funny. He was like, he should have been doing this, not me. Because I was
scared
of all the stuff.
I don't like them poisonous snakes, but the other ones are fine.
Yeah, but you used to go down with your cousins and go in the woods looking for snakes. Well, what was in the woods down there? Poisonous snakes. I used to be scared to go in the garage at their house.
Mm-hmm.
And now I live with this person, this crazy man, which it's all your, it should have been on you, you know.
Oh, yeah, I hear that. I've heard that before.
Because she, you know, she wasn't scared of snakes like I was. Whatever. Although
you
I have snake puke on me now, so I'm good to go.
She has. Nothing like a little snake vomit to make you change your whole outlook on reptiles.
Okay, here I go.
Yeah.
So is Jean still up tonight with us?
And I had been puked on by
this. She's right here.
Well, ask your beautiful mother whether she remembers Frankie Valli.
I love her mother.
Yeah,
that's my mother.
She says, yes, she remembers Frankie.
Here's what I say. Pammy's mom is the most amazing person I've ever met in my life. She's the kindest woman. She accepted me. She fed me. And, honey, that woman can cook. And there's a lot of people in your life that are special. And she's up there on my number one list.
He's on my number one list, too.
Well,
you know what's amazing is we were all talking about how we as women, and I've never had children, but I have a monkey. But we all think about how we should be better mothers than the one we had, of course. I don't know, but anyway, that's controversial, maybe. And I loved it because Pammy and Beck could say, we don't, there's no other mother that's better, right, people?
No.
Mine's one of the best.
I know. And I've been blessed by getting to be one of her kids in a way.
I think
now,
Jean's
the
most
honorary one that she put up with for years.
She's just amazing.
Mama Queen was a runner-up there, I have to say that.
I know we were, you know what? We were blessed by our mothers, weren't we? Mine for you because she made you eat asparagus.
Yes.
And yours for mine because she was the most kindest woman. Sweetest lady I've ever met in my existence.
And
I'm blessed by her.
And she is the creator of the cake. The cake.
The cake.
Nebby and Larry's cake. Oh, wait. And Mark Dunn's cake, too.
And now Debbie puts that over. Debbie makes the pineapple cake.
That is a serious thing to take over, and I believe that Deb is up for that.
She is, and it's wonderful.
Of course she is. Because Deb is, you know, she's bad. Bad. She's a lot like me, and I love that about her.
Yeah. You know what happened to that cake, so she better.
She's even meaner than me, and I love that even more about her.
Yes.
I can't do horses, and she can kick up horses, but anyway, she can make a horse behave.
Yes, she can.
Well, we're sending this one out to Jean, the brand new one from SRI Records, Shelley Leibowitz and Company, from Frankie Valli. Brand new release, and we're exclusively playing it right here on Blog Talk Radio. River Rebels.
Hilda will like it, too.
Hilda will love it. She will absolutely think it's extreme.
And Hilda will love it, too. I know. It sounds bad when I turn it down.
Every love has its ups and downs, but there's no doubt we're gonna make it through this madness. Just rest assured, my love will always be around. Sure there'll be misunderstanding. Till sometimes there is us apart. But the river.
Radio. This is Larry the Animal Guy on an outstanding Saturday night as we broadcast the animal tracks around the world. Hello, England, Ireland, New Zealand, Australia, all of our wonderful listeners in that part of the world, as well as across North America. And the small community of Linton, Indiana. Believe it or not, we're reaching Linton, Indiana. Hi, Linton. How are you doing? As we enjoy a little Frankie Valli. So, Pam, what did you think?
He doesn't sound a minute over, like, 20, does he?
No.
What?
Happy St. Patty's Day. I'm Irish tomorrow. How about you?
Well, I am Irish. You know, with the name Queen, how could I not be Irish, I guess, eh?
Well, my name is Queen.
You guys aren't Irish.
My name is McKinney.
Oh, well, hello. Hey!
And Hilda's main name is Keith.
No kidding, McDoof. We're all. Hey, I love St. Patty's Day.
Well,
McDoof
there's no.
Is Scottish.
Well,
see,
I'm gonna tell
Irish.
You that. There's no Irish in the Batsons.
No.
And the Batsons. The Batsons. What is the Batson anyway?
Well, there's
is
a bunch
German?
Of.
French
chickens
and German.
And
yeah,
it
sounds dreadful.
Why so mean? He's so mean.
Quinn sounds English.
So Quinn used to be. It used to be Quinn. But when we came from the potato famine, the Quinn
really?
Family.
Really? Queen?
Yeah.
Oh.
They started calling us Queen because they wouldn't speak, you know, when the Irish of us would say Quinn. They were
Queen. I have
Queen.
No idea what Ricketts means. You're diseased. No.
I know you have a thing
have no
that messes up your legs.
Means.
Queen well, Cal, means you're what? Crazy.
So, Pam, come here.
I'm glad we're here.
We're so glad. So, Pam, come here. Get close to the microphone because
I'm here.
Okay. Well, what I would like you to do is tell me a little story. Oh, tell me a little story.
Oh, sit down. Tell me a little story.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I never was good at that. Andy always asked me to do it, and I never could figure anything out.
Yes, you did. Tell a Larry story. Tell us why we call Larry Uncle Larry.
Because of the radio guys.
And tell us about the radio guys, PJ.
I remember I used to love to listen to the radio animal guys. Uncle
Larry.
Larry
Lujak and Little Tommy.
Yeah.
And they're on YouTube now.
Are they really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, Tammy, you had all their
them.
Albums, and we would listen to their albums to tell
yes,
the animal
crazy.
Stories.
Yes, I loved it.
And that's where Uncle Larry came. That was way before he was ever a real uncle, that we all started
right.
calling him Uncle Larry.
Uncle Larry.
Wasn't it?
But he was Big Daddy before that, right?
Well, that's, yeah, well, we won't even pretend that's okay.
That was the dark side of the whole deal.
Although you and I have had a couple of Big Daddies in our life,
yep,
Ronnie and Larry, that mattered
yes.
to us, haven't we?
Yes.
But yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah, that was, yeah. But the funny part is that everybody started calling Larry Uncle Larry because of Larry
yes.
Lujak and Little Tommy on it.
Yes.
It was a Chicago that we would
yes,
listen.
Yes, and they have that crazy radio show, and I used to love to listen to it.
And you know what I thought the other evening when we were trying to figure out when we would go into your station wagon and listen to it? I think that I was kind of confused because we would listen to, Larry, I forgot. I had a brain fade.
Oh,
moment.
Dr. Demento?
Dr. Demento, yes. Remember, we
yes.
would listen, we'd go
Doctor,
in your station
yes.
wagon and listen to Dr. Demento show. But I feel like we would go in the station wagon so we could get the Chicago station to listen to the animal guys, too, or their animal
uh-huh.
stories. But I wasn't sure for sure, and I was going to ask you if
but
you remember.
But I don't know how that worked because I didn't live in Chicago.
I know,
radio.
But it seemed like we could pick it up somehow
yeah,
if we
I
drove
know,
around.
It was weird.
Because we had to leave where we were to go listen to Larry, the Uncle Larry and Lou Jack, and on your
yeah.
in your station wagon.
It's WLL Chicago, the biggest in the world.
Remember, my station wagon got in the newspaper because I had a "I Break for Snakes" bumper sticker.
Yes, I love that.
It was in
yes.
the newspaper.
It was in the Did You See? Remember? It was a column called Did You See? And your bumper sticker.
I don't remember.
We have one
where,
of those on the
I know it
on
the
animal
the
band.
Indianapolis Star, yes.
Yes, it is. I think I have that somewhere in our archive.
It was the dog sled.
Yeah.
The
we
dog
had
sled.
That.
We love that. We love
remember
that.
Remember the dog
wagon.
Sled?
Oh, I do. If it could talk right
night?
Now.
Remember that
Thank
night
goodness.
We named it the dog sled?
Was it the night that we had to change the tire when it was like minus 60 million degrees?
No, we didn't
left.
Change the tire. No, we left your apartment and went to the liquor store.
Oh,
and
we never go to... We don't go to the liquor store,
and
do
we? We were watching the doors or something on TV, me and you and Carl and Pete.
Oh, well, that figures. Would that be L before Larry?
Yeah.
It was terminating.
Of course it was. We had more fun. Wait, never mind. I didn't.
Carl was saying, we're in the Dodge sled. We're going.
That's true.
We're in the Dodge sled.
We were in the Dodge sled. And we got there safely and got back, I'm sure.
It was really slick out.
Yeah.
It was winter time.
Those longer wheeled vehicles are safer in the slippery issue.
We did all night.
Well.
The Land Cruiser was pretty good in it, too.
We made it there and back.
Knock on wood. You're listening to Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the SRILabelGroup.com. SRI Records, they got it all, country, rock, jazz, blues, incredible website, SRIRecords.com. Not only can you buy the various selections, but you can listen to them in their entirety absolutely for free. Free, F-R-E-E. SRI Records, they make it possible for Blog Talk Radio to be able to play. Now check this out, Pammon.
SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to SRIRecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
Marvelous, you should care for me. Paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the bells go, I know why. Simply because that girl is so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. She knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me. I know for certain one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love. Oh, you must take me. Hey.
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at SRIRecords.com. Support jazz music today at SRIRecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
SRI Records and a wonderful underwriter here on Blog Talk Radio of our show, Animal Tracks and Sunday Wild World. So always a wonderful time. We're having a great time tonight. We're with Cher and Pammy, Cher's oldest friend since fourth grade. And I can't even imagine the trouble that those two got into. My gosh.
Laws.
There should have been laws.
Actually, we never got in that much trouble. We always.
No, I didn't want to get in trouble. My mom was a strict Southern mother, don't you know?
Yeah.
Well, put Gene on. Let's hear the truth.
Gene.
It's not that we did nothing wrong. We just never got caught.
No, we were smarter than that.
Every time I had a thing with my cousin Debbie, I always got caught.
Now, Deb. You know, now, Debbie, you don't play.
Well, we know
Debbie
about that.
Here Deb, with us.
Let me tell you something. Debbie don't play.
She don't play.
Deb now.
Hell.
Don't even think about it. And that's what I love about her.
I've heard the story. I've heard the stories before. It's not good. Not good. Not good. Of course, that whole thing is just people there tonight. Boy, oh boy. I mean,
they are good.
I didn't catch that.
Don't mess with her. She probably might know some stories about you, you know. So you ought to be nice, her.
There's
she works with you. And that's not even probably pretty.
Well, I'll tell you, we have stories.
We won't even talk about the ego that could be Larry. Wait, what?
I have a story to tell tonight. It's on Saturday card night, and we're wanting to hear these stories. I don't know if I've ever told this to the girls or not, but
do we need one of those buttons that will like take a minute before, like you'll say something and I can like check it before I let it go out? What's that called?
That's called take the bad word out of whatever that person that called into the radio show said.
We girls need that?
No, you won't need it for this particular story.
Go ahead, girls? Say go ahead.
Hey, well, you know, we were at Old Indy for 4 long years, or was it 3 long? I think it was 3 long years.
It felt like five.
Yeah, it felt like 5. We operated a petting zoo. We had a reptile exhibit. We did shows all the time.
And a place where snakes were.
And snakes.
And a putt course. And
golf course.
Anyway.
I'm getting tired just talking about it. But anyway. So they'd always have a gospel fest. I believe it was Labor Day. Yeah, they'd have this big gospel fest. And what they would do is they'd have all these groups come in and sing on Sunday. And then Saturday, the night before, they'd have a little dinner for everyone that participated. And, of course, the reverend who was in charge of the gospel fest, he would come in. And they would bring a big trailer for him and his family that they'd park by the snake exhibit for just that one day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're getting warm. You're getting warm. So anyway.
Knows.
So here comes the director of the
Deborah
park.
Deborah was probably there.
Yeah, she probably was. I don't know if she'd heard this story or not, but Don Taylor. So he's telling me,
like it.
He was talking to the pastor, and he told the pastor, he says, you know, that Larry is our animal guy, and he's got that petting zoo across the street. Now, if you hear a certain sound, those are vultures. And if you hear another song, those are wild cats coming out of the woods. And, you know, he's even talked about the possibility that there could be Bigfoot living around here. So the reverend's wife listened to all this. She says, I think what we do is we stay up in the house with you. We won't stay in that shit. That sounded like a good idea back there by all them snakes. So he's telling me.
He wasn't relying on God, though.
Well, they did a lot of praying that night. I'm going to tell you that right now. He's telling me this, that when he told these poor people, and I said, hey, I got an idea. I said, let me make a tape of sound effects of different horrible screams and hollers and stuff, and I'll leave the PA system on our stage where we did our shows every day, which was right across from where they parked their trailer. I says, here's what you do.
By the snake trailer.
I says, the restroom is not hooked up in their trailer, so they have to go use the public restroom at night. So here's the plan. For one of them, and when you get about halfway across to the public restroom, you start that tape. So.
Well, I did have it reverberating.
He took it to the full limit. You got black makeup on, black stocking cap, black sweatshirt, black pants, black shoes. And he sneaks back there on his golf cart. He's back there by the sound system. And I've got it all set up so when somebody walks out of that trailer toward the restroom, he has to hit, all he has to do is hit the play button, and these god-awful sounds will come out of the woods, and they'll scare the heck out of him.
That's so not very nice, Mr. Batson. Okay,
yeah, he would do that.
He would do that, PJ. He would do that. We know him. He did do that.
Hold on. He's waiting for somebody.
My
brother
wasn't
waiting.
Me and you.
He's waiting for somebody to come out of that trailer and head toward the John. It ain't happening. So he just starts playing the tape regardless. And he sees him peeking out the window. But see what? There was another event that was going on at the same time as the Gospel Fest.
It was I know. Renaissance Fest of all.
With
the
swords, knights and stuff. And they were down below part of the park. But I guess these sounds that we were playing over the speakers from our sound system was going through them. And apparently while they were standing around the campfire down there, they could hear these sounds. So a couple of guys decided to put on it and grab their swords. And my poor Don's sitting there playing that tape, and all of a sudden he hears this clanging sound.
And then
there's somebody in the snake exhibit because it has a metal floor. It has to be. He's listening. You know, at night when you're out in the woods, you don't have a flashlight on your eye.
The sounds are louder.
He's with the swords drawn, walking woods in the dark. It was a cat picking up this sound. So down there, his golf cart and head back to the office. He thought it was
I'm
cutting out.
Hello?
Oh, we're here. Oh, no wonder. But anyway, did you hear my story? No.
Yes.
Anyway, that's the name of that game. So it's here we are on a Saturday night. The girls
you know,
are
that's a lot of work to harass people. But who would even think of that but Larry? And PJ knew exactly that he would do that.
Oh, hell no.
Boy, yeah, that was more
fun. We don't even want to tell his Bigfoot friends, Pammy, do we, that he is dressed up as Bigfoot.
Oh, no.
That's like, we can't talk about Bigfoot.
No.
Larry, don't tell
anyone
that. Well,
you didn't help me. TC. TC was part of it, too.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
We don't know him.
He was the engineer. He was the guy that came up with all this.
It was his idea.
Yeah. He's a figment of my imagination because none of my friends know who he is.
Well, you know what? I do. And Deb does. So that's what matters.
Yeah.
Me do. Deb do.
Well, what happened?
Blair do.
My phone is being weird.
Well, that's no good.
Somebody's calling me.
Well, that could be why. I'm one of the callers. Oh, Pammy just left us. She just dropped out of the picture. So that means what I have.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Should we sign off?
Bedtime, Larry. I guess so, Mr. Batts.
I know.
Tomorrow your show is on at what time?
3 o'clock. And we'll be having a tribute to our friend Shelley Leibowitz here on Blog Talk Radio. So it's going to be a sad but fun afternoon with Dr. Henry.
It will be a beautiful tribute to our beautiful friend, and you and Henry, because he loved Dr. Day, will give him the most beautiful afternoon that he deserves, as well he should.
Yeah,
we should not grieve our friends. We should be proud that they were our friends. And we'll see him again.
Yeah, absolutely, we will.
And can you imagine the production that he's doing up there right now? The people he's producing for us to hear. The angelic music that we hopefully will hear one day, right?
Well, I know. I hopefully he's with his friend John Lennon and his other friend Harry Nielsen, among many
Harry,
other people.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's going to be very cool. It's whatever.
We'll
one of our favorite animal tracks was recently with Chasm Sultan. We're going to finish up the hour with our good friend Pam. Pam, thank you so much. They were lost. I think the Taliban took over her phone.
No. It's the west side of Indianapolis. What can we say?
No. Here's Chasm Sultan as we finish up the night. What a wonderful show tonight we had on Animal Tracks. Talk to everybody. We love our friends. Pammy, thank you so much. It was absolutely fantastic.
Turned a corner and saw her face. All at once I believed. I was sure that it was fate smiling back at me. All the stars were aligned, and I knew right then that she was mine. I was cold from the fire. I fell in love for the last time. Half a life on a ship of fools. When a savior came to me, all the stars were aligned, and I knew right then that she was mine. I was pulled from the fire. I fell in love for the last time.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.